Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you?
Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. Your call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Thank you guys for listening in. Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening. Those that are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you for listening in to the show. And welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can contact them at 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, or corporate taxes, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any of your needs or concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, go into your Twitter account, and you can look up our show page on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. That's Twitter at The Frank W. Show. And you can also follow the show on Facebook. It's a Facebook account. Go to the top of the page and type in there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And voila, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, those that are on my show page on Blog Talk Radio, right now, if you look on the show page, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, set it up to follow the show, and you'll be able to get daily show notes of my show through Blog Talk Radio as well. Okay? So, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? And guys, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. I'm going to say that a little bit slower. 818-301-5834. Okay? On yesterday, I had a great show. And I had a big audience yesterday. Had a great show. The show was about the election. As you guys know, on yesterday was voting day. And as it turns out, there was a great turnout amongst the minority voters. If you don't know that by now, I'm telling you that it was a tremendous turnout by the minority voters. And I hope that your candidate won last night. As you guys know, and all over the TV, radio, all mediums, that Barack Obama won his second term as president of these United States. Now, from here, where do we go? I think he has a plan. Well, I'm sure he has a plan to move forward, get things going, and help everyone to be able to live better, not only financially, but health-wise as well. We know now that with him being reelected, that Obamacare is here to stay, okay? Now, I believe that if Mitt Romney had been elected, he was going to try one of his bucket list things for the White House was to stamp out Obamacare. But because he didn't get elected and Obama got reelected, Obamacare is here to stay. Okay? So, and that means a hell of a lot to a lot of people. I mean, it's probably gigantic to a lot of people. And I believe that this is going to revolutionize the entire healthcare system with Obamacare. I don't know all the ins and outs, just some things that I've seen and read about. And one of the things that I've been a proponent of for a long time is that if you have a, say for instance, you have a disease, and you just found out that you had a disease yesterday. Now there are things where your existing health care could write you off at any time. And another health care provider that you want to pick up to help defray the financial cost of having the disease will not take you on because you have a pre-existing condition. That's not going to be able to happen with Obamacare. And as well, the end of your, you know, you have limits right now on your health care. Yearly limits, annual limits on your health care as far as money spent. Now that's going to be lifted. There aren't going to be any yearly limits on your health care. So if you have a disease or something that needs treatment monthly or whatever, however you need it, the treatment, and you build up to your yearly limit, there will not be a yearly limit on that type of situation anymore with Obamacare. And it won't go into effect fully until 2014, but I believe that it's going to revolutionize the healthcare system. Okay? And as far as last night, I know you guys, a lot of you guys stayed up late last night, including myself. Well, I didn't stay up real late, but I stayed up later than I should have. You know, according to me having to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get ready for work. But I stayed up a little bit later than I should have. And I know that a lot of you guys did the same thing. A lot of people at work were kind of slow motion today because they stayed up late last night watching the election, watching the results, and everything. As of right now, as of 6:43 p.m. on Wednesday, Barack Obama has 303 electoral votes. Mitt Romney has 206 electoral votes. And Florida is still being counted. So Florida is still yellow. It hasn't turned red or blue yet because they still don't have the results from Florida. They're still counting. And that's something that Obama said last night as well in his speech, was that they were going to address this voting system because there were so many people that had to stand in line yesterday and late last night. And, you know, I don't even know for sure if everyone had a chance to vote as far as the people that were standing in line, okay? Because we know that at 10 o'clock last night, there were people still standing in line to vote. Some people stood in line for 4 to 6 hours to vote. And they have to address that because, you know, with the early voting, you know, a lot of people did not early vote, of course, because that's what triggered these long lines. And if you had early vote, you would not have had to stand in line for such a long period of time. So this next the next election that you have, I believe that you should step in and early vote. No doubt. I think you should step in and early vote because that is the way to go. Now, I don't know. I'm not one of the people that handle voting and stuff like that. I don't know if early voting is good or bad, but it's good as for the standpoint of time. But I don't know from the standpoint of your votes being, you know, counted correctly. I don't know. I don't know how all that stuff fits in and works. I don't know if you go in there and click it and it goes off to Never Never Land. I have no idea. But as far as time goes, you can go in and early vote. I don't know. I think it was at least 2 weeks of early voting. At least 2 weeks out that you had a chance to vote early. Go to your poll and vote early. And if you did, you didn't have a long wait. And you got a chance to do it. And then on election night, like last night, I was free. I wasn't worried yesterday about getting to the voting place and placing my vote. I didn't worry about that because I voted last week in the early voting campaign. Okay? So, that was the deal. And the call-in number to the show, guys, 818-301-5834 is the number. I have a caller up on my switchboard from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 398. I'm going to put that caller up in just a minute. But something else I wanted to say real quick, some numbers that I got today that were pretty much mind-blowing, okay? And I'm going to tell you guys these numbers right now so that you'll understand, you know, that this country is starting to, has made a bend around the corner from the way that it used to be to the way that it's going to be, okay? And the reason I say that is because what we know or what we have known in our generation, in our lifetime, as the majority were white Americans, okay? The white Americans grew 5% over the past 6 years or something like that, I think they said. And the minority, which includes African American, Latinos, and everyone else, grew at a whopping 43% over that same span of time. Think about that. The majority, what used to be the majority, white Americans, only grew 5.6% over this time. I think it was 2006 to 2011. Only grew 5%. Now, the minority, which are the African American, Latino, and Asian groups, they grew 43% over that same span of time. That's huge. Okay? Now, Obama won 93% of the African-American vote. These are numbers that I pulled off CNN. These aren't my numbers. It ain't something I pulled out of the sky. These are numbers from CNN. Obama got 93% of the African-American vote. He got 79% of the Latino vote. And he got 71% of the Asian vote. Guys, that's how he got back in the White House. Now, they didn't say anything about the white American vote. They didn't say what percentage of the white American vote that he got. But there were a lot of white Americans that voted for Barack Obama. The last time he got in the White House, 2008, there were a lot of white Americans who voted for Barack Obama. This time, there were a lot of white Americans who voted for Barack Obama. And then there were a gigantic amount of African Americans that voted for Barack Obama. A huge amount of Latinos, a huge amount of Asians. That is how he made it back into the White House. Okay? So I'm gonna go to my caller right now. 678 area code to 398 is the first three digits. Caller, are you there or are you live on the Frank Williams Show?
Hey, Frank. Actually, I think you pretty much, I'm sorry. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I think you kind of touched on a point that I was going to make when you were speaking about early voting. Some people have some reservations about early voting, wondering if their vote is going to be counted. And plus, there was another issue, you know, with the split House representative or with the states, with all these Republican states. They cut early voting down by like 20 days this year. So people, like, I think the last time we had like 45 days worth of early voting, and we only had like 25 days this time. So early voting wasn't as, you know, beneficial as it has been in the past. So, I mean, that's just something else to think about. And the other comment I wanted to make is in the next 2 years, you know, we have a chance to vote for some of these House of Representatives and Senate people. So, you know, people need to get out to vote just as much as they did for the presidential election, for those, you know, mid-elections, so we could try to get something done in Washington and get some of these, you know, people out of there that's causing the holdup for laws to get passed.
Well, that's a good point, too, because now in the Senate, the Republicans have the majority. They have, I forgot the count, but they have the majority of seats in the Senate. So that's going to make it tougher to.
Is it the Senate or the House? I know they got the House. Do they have both now? Or I know it's more of them in the House.
I better not say because I'm not sure. So,
okay.
But there's one of them for sure that they do have the majority of seats there. So it's going to be tough to pass something. I'm not sure if it's the Senate or the House. But one of them, they do have the majority.
It may be both, you know, and that's going to be a problem.
It may be.
All right, thanks, Frank.
All right, thank you for calling. Again, guys, like I said, there are, you know, the numbers from the, If you look at a map of the United States, and like on CNN where they were showing the map of the United States and how the states how the states went red and blue for Democrat and Republican. If you look at it, there were a lot more states that were red than blue. Blue Democrat, red Republican. there were a lot more red states than blue states, all right, which were the states that Romney won. But the electorals for those states were small, okay, 9, 10, 11, maybe, something like that, where Barack Obama, you know, they had a poignant campaign where they strategized to hit these states that had huge electoral votes. And those are the states that they won, California and Nevada and Rhode Island. These places were states that had huge electoral votes, Ohio. And then now, you know, we'll see what happens with Florida, but it's really irrelevant now because he hit the 270 and beyond, and all you needed was 270 electoral votes to win. It was like the first one to 270 was the winner, and he made it. So now he's leaving Chicago and headed back to the White House, he and his family. And I think they were saying that tomorrow's going to be a big day for him. And we'll see where things go from there. Now, the one thing that I did see today, that the stock market fell 320-something points. If I'm right there, but I know it's over 300 points that the stock market fell today. That's because of the unrest on Wall Street of having Obama in the White House. This is what they're saying. They're saying that they were waiting to see if Romney would be the winner on last night. And I guess if Romney had won, then the stock market would have gone through the roof. But with Obama winning, they're unsure of what's going to happen over the next few months or whatever, and everything, they plummeted 300 points today. But hey, that's how things go. So if you have your money in the stock market, you lost today. You lost today. Heavy. And so, you know, whatever. Do your thing. Stay plugged in. Stay focused on what you have going on. And I believe that everything is going to be just hunky-dory. Okay? Just hunky-dory. Because I believe he's got a plan. And I believe things are going to start to turn around, or not only from a standpoint of financial stability, but also stability in the housing market and stability in healthcare. I mean, just a gamut of things are to come. So sit back and enjoy the ride, guys. Because that's what I believe is going to be an enjoyable battle. Now, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show. Have a great evening. Have a great day tomorrow at work if you have to work. Have a great evening and a great day at work. And please join me back here tomorrow on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Good night.